Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Joanna, she's got some beef here.
Thanks to a little segment that we call Just Curious. Everybody knows now that I've had a breast augmentation, right?
Yeah, we should back this up because we were all speculating in studio if producer Joanna had had the surgery or not.
Right.
And I think the guys said no, all the women said yes, and the women were right.
Don't clump me into that. I had never even noticed Joanna's breasts until Melissa brought that subject up in a meeting. Like, she's not.
Anyway, they were trying to guess, and everybody thought, and I said yes, and so then I was right. Go ahead.
So now whenever I go out, I'm not afraid to tell. You know, if someone asks, I'll tell you yes or no. Well, I've noticed that whenever I go out now, if someone asks me if they're real or not, and I say yes, they don't ask if they can grab them. They just go ahead and start grabbing. And I'm not sure.
Random strangers?
Yes. Random women are just grabbing my boobs. And it's really uncomfortable.
They don't say, can I feel them? No. They just go for it.
They just go in for it.
Do you think, really? Do you think that women who've had breast augmentation, who do the I don't care if you look at them, let me show them to you, do you think they have ruined it for you?
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's, you know, I don't know who does that. Like, hey, just look at my boobs. I'm not okay with that. I'm very uncomfortable with people just coming up and grabbing them. Mind you, we're usually in a bar, so they've had a few drinks and they get a little liquid courage, so they think they can just come and grab. But I just want to put it out there that it's very uncomfortable and I don't appreciate
it. But there are some...
That's rude.
There are some women, because if I remember correctly, when you got yours, it was like a low-key thing.
Yeah.
Because there are some women who announce that they're saving up for it. Then they go get them. Mm-hmm. Then they're flashing
they
people. Then
as soon
like,
as they get them, they're willing to show anybody. I worked with a saleswoman in Dallas. As soon as she walked in, she was gone for a couple of weeks, comes in. She was showing everybody in the office.
So
it just takes one woman to really sort of set the mold for everybody else.
She's ruined it for you.
Yeah, I mean, whoever it is and all those women out there, I'd really appreciate it if you keep your tops on because it's really starting to get on my nerves.
I've seen it happen to Stacey. My wife, at a charity event one night.
Are you serious?
Yeah, random woman, buzz, listener. Hey, you're Bert from the Bert Show, right? You're Stacey? Doesn't even ask. Went for him.
No
What did she do?
Right for him. Grabbed Stacey's chest at a charity event.
What did Stacey do?
I think Stacey was just buzzed enough to like laugh it off, but then the next day she's like, did that really happen?
That is so bizarre.
And then the worst part is that the most...
I cannot imagine doing that.
The most recent time it happened, I didn't have a bra on. So that's an even more violation because at least with a bra, you have like a little, you know...
Barrier.
Mm-hmm. This one I didn't. And it was really just... And they were like full on, like handfuls and squeezed.
Do you back away?
I haven't even touched them like that.
Do you back away?
Yes. And I would just... You just look at them. You don't want to embarrass them. You don't want to them out.
It's like pregnant belly syndrome.
Slap their hands.
And people who will touch a pregnant woman's belly without asking, it's like they want to touch your silicone or your saline without asking. That's rude.
Ask me questions. I'll tell you all about it. I'll walk you through the surgery. But I just don't... God, I've
never tried this.
I'm surprised.
Get away with this?
I'm surprised that people even...
Hell?
Like random people even ask you about it. Like, it took us months to ask you about it, and we work with you.
I mean, I think women feel more comfortable. Yesterday, some girls at work were going around asking me if I had my boobs done or not. And mind you, I'm a little more covered up at work, I think. Like, yesterday, I had a turtleneck on, and they were asking me. So, I don't mind it. I just don't want you grabbing them.
Has a guy ever done it?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
So, a guy's never come up and said, are they real or not, and then can't touch
me?
Them?
I've had guys ask, but
never
not touch.
So they ask, they get the answer, and then they don't respond the way women do.
So this is all girls.
Yeah,
all
this
women.
Is all women.
Yeah.
God, I've never tried it.
Yeah. Well, now you're in a relationship now, but I was going to say, you should do that.
All right. Go ahead and give her a feel. Good morning, Q100.
Good Good morning. Hi. I want to let her know, because I don't have the boob problem. I have the hair problem, kind of like the pregnancy problem. I have really, really big hair. So whenever people see me, especially in a drunk environment, they always feel the need to touch my hair. I mean, like, I can kind of give them the look like, please don't do that. Like, I mean, it's my hair, not yours. You could have just wiped your butt. Who knows? But they always feel the need to grab my hair. Oh, my God, you have really, really nice hair. So just let her know. It just comes with the territory. I guess really nice boobs and really nice hair and really nice bellies. Like to get rubbed on.
You just need to keep your hands to yourself, women, because it's a woman thing. It's not a dude thing.
Yes, because permission. I've seen people do that to Katie, because Katie has nice hair, and there are people that go up and will just rub their fingers. No, it's not. They touch it. They'll comb it with their fingers. Like, oh, you have such pretty hair. We're like, what are you doing?
The Burt Show.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.